They've done it that all the way back, hundreds of years. This is not American foreign policy that came from nowhere. It comes from deep psychology. So they were there 500 years ago in Spain, in El Andalus, telling us, you have this choice. You either go on these slave ships, or you go on these refugee ships across the oceans, south across the Mediterranean, west across the Atlantic, or you renounce your faith. Now, if you speak about segregation, if you speak about discrimination, there you have it. We're looking at seeds of this segregation and discrimination. Or, if you choose to stay here, it's only going to be your body 6 feet under. You can't live with your faith. You can't breathe this air as a Muslim. Now, let's flip this the other way around. Do we Muslims have any equivalent to this? Have we ever told Christians or Jews or people of other convictions, have we ever told them, you have a choice, you either go away, now they've been living there for hundreds of years, among us, neighbors, in our districts, in our cities, in our lands. Have we ever come to them and said, look, because you disagree with us, you either have to leave this country, or you have to become Muslims, or we will kill you, and that's the only choices that you have? Never occurred. But this is at the roots of their psychology. And before that, a few hundred years before that, what happened? You know, when President Bush spoke about the Crusades, now this person is not known for eloquent speech. But that word Crusades was used by him, remember, after September 11th, and they wanted to dismiss that. They said that this is a form of speech. It's not a form of speech. He meant what he said. These are Crusades. And a refresher, let's refresh our memories. When the European forces came to the Holy Lands at the turn of the millennium, they had about eight Crusades, eight military forays, or thrusts, or campaigns, or invasions of our lands and territories. Eight of them that continued for 195 years, close to two centuries. Now he speaks about an unlimited war. The duration is not known. They're not putting a cap on this. So if they're not putting a cap on this and they're talking about crusades, what are we looking at? Two centuries? Is this the first crusade into Afghanistan? And then they're going to have a second crusade into Iraq, and a third crusade into Somalia, and a fourth crusade into Yemen, and a fifth crusade somewhere else, and this can go on for 200 or 300 years. Who has evil on their mind? Who are the people who are thinking in terms of murder and massacres and mayhem and chaos and genocide and ethnic cleansing? Who are these people? Is it we? Where? If it's we, the Muslims, who are thinking like this, the victims and the oppressed people who are thinking like this, produce for us the evidence. Speaking about evidence, this president here in the White House, few blocks away, he said he's going to present us with evidence that proves who did these acts in New York. Where's the evidence? We're waiting. Where's the evidence? Why don't you speak about it anymore? Because you know you're lying. The United States government, let us calm down a little. The United States government is, and let me speak the three unspeakable names and say, if we were to tell Mr. Bush, who the axis of evil in this world are, the three members in this club, they would be the United States, Israel, and Saudi Arabia. This statement will never be projected in the mainstream media because it's the truth of the matter. The United States policies right now are a pronounced war against the Muslims. And they conveniently say that this war is against terrorists and terrorism. If this war is against terrorists and terrorism, how do they define for us terrorists and terrorism? If it's a military definition, then as Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz pointed out, the stockpile of weapons of mass destruction that the United States has surpasses everything else all the Muslims in the world combined have by leaps and bounds.